Others say that it was cast beyond world's end by the Lady Maya. Vishnu was not pleased, later being quoted as having said that the city should not have been defiled with blood, and that wherever chaos finds egress, it will one day return. But he was laughed at by the younger of the gods, for he was accounted least among Trimurti, and his ideas were known to be somewhat dated, he being numbered among the first. For this reason, though, he disclaimed any part in the affair and returned into his tower for a time. Lord Varuna the Just turned away his face from the proceedings and visited the Pavilion of Silence at World's End, where he sat for a spell in a room named Fear. The Mask of Blood was quite lovely, having been written by the poet Adisei, who was noted for his elegant language, being of the anti-Morganic school. It was accompanied by powerful illusions cast by the dreamer especially for the occasion. It is said that Sam, too, had walked in illusion on that day, and that, as a part of the weird, he had walked in partial darkness, amidst awful odors, through regions of wailing and shrieking, and that he had seen once again every terror he had known in his life conjured up before him, brilliant or swart, silent or trumpeting, fresh torn from the fabric of his memory and dripping with the emotions of their birth into his life before it was over. What remained in procession to the pyre at World's End, placed there upon it, burned amidst chanting. Lord Agni had raised his goggles, stared for a time, and then the flames had arisen. Lord Vayu had lifted up his hand, and a wind had come to fan the fire. When it was finished, Lord Shiva had blasted the ashes beyond the world with a twist of his trident. These things considered, it was thorough as well as impressive, the funeral. Long unrehearsed in heaven, the wedding came on with all the power of tradition. Mile-high spire glistened, blindingly, like a stalagmite of ice. The weird had been withdrawn, and the phantom cats walked the streets of the city blinded once more, their fur sleeked as if by the wind, and should they climb a broad stairway, it was a rocky slope they mounted. The buildings were cliffs, and the statues were trees. The winds that circled through heaven captured song and scattered it across the land. A sacred fire was kindled in the square within the city's center circle. Virgins, imported for the occasion, fed this fire with a clean, dry, aromatic wood, which crackled and burnt with very little smoke, save for occasional puffs of purest white. Surya, the sun, shone down with such brilliance that the day fairly vibrated with clarity. The groom, attended by a great procession of friends and retainers decked all in red, was escorted through the city to the pavilion of Kali, where all were taken within by her servants and led into the great dining hall. There, Lord Kubera served as host, seating the scarlet train, which was 300 in number, in chairs of black and chairs of red alternating around the long blackwood tables, which were inlaid with bone. There, in that hall, were they all given to drink of Madhuparka, which was of honey and curds and psychedelic powders, and this they drank in the company of the blue-garbed train of the bride, which entered the hall bearing double cups. The train of the bride numbered 300 also. And when all were seated and all had drunk of the Madhuparka, Kubera did then speak for a time, jesting with them broadly and alternating his speech with words of practical wisdom and occasional references to the ancient scriptures. The legion of the groom then departed to the pavilion in the square, and that of the bride advanced upon it from another direction. Yama and Kali entered this pavilion separately and sat on either side of a small curtain. There was much singing of ancient songs, and the curtain was removed by Kubera, permitting the two to look upon one another for the first time that day. Kubera did speak then, giving Kali into the care of Yama, in return for the promises of goodness, wealth, and pleasure to be given unto her. Then Lord Yama clasped her hand, and Kali cast an offering of grain into the fire, about which Yama led her, their garments having been knotted together by one of her retainers. After this, Kali trod upon a millstone, and the two of them took 7 steps together, Kali treading upon a small pile of rice with each step. Then was a light rain summoned down from the sky for the space of several heartbeats to sanctify the occasion with the blessing of water. The retainers and guests then combined into a single procession and moved off through the town in the direction of the dark pavilion of Yama, where great feasting and revelry was held and where the mask of blood was presented. As Sam had faced his final tiger, it had nodded its head slowly, knowing what it was hunting. There was no place for him to run, so he stood there, waiting. The cat took its time also. A horde of demons had tried to descend upon the city at that moment, but the power of the weird held them back. The goddess Ratri was seen to be weeping, and her name was entered upon a list. Tak of the Archives was incarcerated for a time in the dungeons beneath heaven. The Lord Yama was heard to say, "Life did not rise up," as though he had almost expected that it would. All things considered, it was thorough as well as impressive, the death. The wedding party lasted for 7 days, and the Lord Mara spun dream after dream about the revelers. As if by a carpet of magic, he transported them through the lands of illusion, raising up palaces of colored smoke upon pillars of water and of fire, escalating the benches at which they sat down canyons of stardust, striving with coral and myrrh to bend their senses beyond themselves, bringing unto them all their aspects, wherein he held them, rotating about the archetypes upon which they had based their powers, as Shiva danced in a graveyard the dance of destruction and the dance of time, celebrating the legend of his annihilation of the 3 flying cities of the Titans, and Krishna the Dark moved through the wrestler's dance in commemoration of his breaking of the black demon Bana, while Lakshmi danced the dance of the statue,